Today, on one of my regular studies, I was looking on Jesus walking on water in Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 23. And just to give you a synopsis of the story, and I want you to go and read it. Spend some time in the Word of God today and get a clearer understanding of what the Lord has revealed. Now, the story begins that Jesus' disciples went on a ship. And when he had sent the multitudes, I'm reading from Matthew chapter 14, verse 23, and it says that when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. Then, when evening was come, he was there alone. But hear what it says. The ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, that is, disciples, walking on the sea. So here's where Jesus was now walking on the water. It says that the disciples saw him walking on the sea, and they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And then Peter answered and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And Jesus said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. That's the first part of the story where Jesus walked on water and he called Peter to come, and Peter went down to walk on the water as well. The Lord pointed out to me that this is a prophetic experience that will tell us about our faith walk as believers. As you can see from this prophetic walk, as Christians, there's a rise and fall and rise situation here that we can see through the life of Peter. It shows also total dependency on God, and that we should always, in this faith walk, we should always keep our eyes on Jesus. We should trust him, and we should have faith that he will never leave us nor forsake us. Listen me. It is all about Jesus. Keeping our eyes on Jesus. It is all about Jesus. Now, after Peter went down out of the ship and walked on the water to go to Jesus, the word of God says in verse 30 that Peter saw the wind boisterous and he was afraid. I'm beginning to sink. I want you to mark that word, sink. It said Peter beginning to sink, cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." Now, it's not that Peter could not swim. Peter was a fisherman. Peter could swim. So it's not as if Peter was drowning. But this word sink here means to go down. And here is where I elaborate even further the faith walk. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God, remember he called out, "Come." For he that cometh to God must believe. Must believe. That is the first thing. Must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. It says that Peter looked around and saw the wind boisterous, and he was afraid, and Peter began to sink. He began to go down. So in our faith walk, we have to keep our eyes on Jesus at all times, or else we will begin to go down. And when it says go down, our faith will start to decrease, and at that very moment, fear begins to increase, and we cannot please God with fear. Fear is not of God. He did not give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind. So the moment Peter began to doubt, fear crept in, and therefore faith went down, and it is impossible to please God without this faith. But hear what it says Peter did, and this is what we all need to do in this, our faith walk. Immediately, it says here, in verse 30, it says, Peter cried out, Lord, save me. And in verse 31, immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith. It didn't say Peter had no faith, but he said, O thou of little faith. So remember, I said before that Peter's faith, when he looked around and saw the sea boisterous, his faith began to go down. He said that Peter sink, and that word, as I said before, means to go down, not necessarily drowning, because Peter know how to swim. So it speaks about his faith going down. So that is why Jesus says, O thou of little faith, wherefore did thou doubt? So the doubt that Peter doubt, fear crept in. So fear began to increase, and Peter's faith began to go down. And he cried out, Lord, save me. Remember, I said before, we have to focus on Jesus Christ. He is who we must believe in. It's impossible to please God without faith. Impossible to please God without faith. I want to point out something here very quickly. In St. John chapter 21, so stick a pin in Matthew chapter 14, verse 22 to 33, and we're going to just quickly turn to John chapter 21, verse 3 says that Peter and the other disciples, I'm showing you how this is a faith walk that God was trying to show us prophetically with this story that Jesus walked on water. So John chapter 21 verse 3, it tells us that Peter and the other disciples went back to their profession of fishing. This was after Jesus was crucified and was buried. And remember, he rose from the dead. So it didn't stop there. He rose from the dead and then he ascended into heaven. But before he did all of this, Peter had denied him. And if you remember that story very well, Jesus had told him that the cock would have crowed 3 times. So the first time, no, the cock would have, let me just get it clear here. Peter would have denied God, Christ, 3 times, and then the cock would crow. Remember that story. Now, Peter, what I wanted to say is that Peter denied Christ. And so it's like he was in a, people would say it's a backslidden stage. But I wouldn't say Peter backslid, you know. I would say Peter, faith went down, and therefore he would need strengthening. And that is what happened with all of us in our faith walk. At times, we go down. But as I said before, the righteous fall 7 times and get up. The righteous fall 7 times and get up. That's what Proverbs chapter 24 verse 16. The righteous fall 7 times and get up. All right, so in John chapter 21, verse 3, Peter and the other disciples went back to their profession of fishing. Remember, God has called them to be fishers of men. Remember when he said, follow me. But with all of the incident with Jesus' crucifixion and Peter denying Christ, his faith was little or nothing at this point. So they went back to fishing. And he said that when they were there toiling all night, they didn't catch anything. And then Jesus appeared and gave them clear, precise instructions. That's verse 6. He told them to cast the net on the right side of the ship. And then they caught. So with Jesus' instruction, they caught fishes that they could not even gather up in their own nets, in their ship. But they had to call others to help them. At the end of it, Jesus, after dining, said to Simon Peter, this is now Peter rising. Remember before he started to sink. This is our faith work, brothers and sisters. Peter began to sink because he lost faith. So here when Jesus came in John chapter 21, the last book of John, Peter began to rise. Says, arise, fall, and rise again. And Jesus asked him, Peter, lovest thou me? And Peter said, yes, Lord, I love you. And he said, feed my sheep. He asked him again, Peter, lovest thou me? Listen to the word of God, you know, because he's speaking to us, brothers and sisters. Lovest thou me? The Spirit of God is speaking to your heart right now. So even though he's asking Peter, in this faith walk, he's asking us as individual, lovest thou me? Peter said, yes, Lord. And he said, feed my sheep. And when he had asked him the third time, Peter said, you know, Lord. You know, Lord. And he told him again, feed my sheep. So when Jesus, we are going back now to Matthew chapter 14. So remember before I had pointed out John chapter 21 to show you the faith walk, how Peter was walking with Christ. He followed him. Very resilient apostle. But then something happened where the crucifixion. So in our life, things can happen too. And there's the crucifixion of Christ, and Peter stumbled. But now Jesus came back, just as how he reaches out his hand, took him. So Jesus reached out, took him. And now Peter was converted, strengthened in the faith, and ready to go again. So Peter rise again with the help of Jesus Christ. This, my brothers and sisters, is the faith walk. So we are back at Matthew chapter 14 and we're at verse 30 to 31. It says that Jesus stretched his hands and caught him because Peter had cried, Lord, save me. Are you experiencing something today? Cry out to Jesus Christ. Lord, save me. Save me. Again, he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Brothers and sisters, this is the faith walk. In the faith walk, God reaches out to call us. He says, many are called, but few are chosen. What should be our stance? What should be our response? We by faith must answer the call and take the step of faith to go to Jesus, just like Peter leaped out of that ship and walked on water, going to Jesus by faith. This is how our journey begins. And even when we rise and we fall, we get up, brush ourselves off, Lord, save us, and we rise again by the help of Jesus Christ, keeping our eyes on Jesus Christ. Our journey begins, and the most important things are these. One, know that God will never leave us or forsake us. He's always with us. When Jesus was leaving, he said that he'll send another comforter, who is the Holy Spirit, who is with us and will be in us forever. Number two, keep one's eyes focused on Jesus Christ. It said that when Peter took his eyes off Jesus,
and saw the wind boisterous all around, Peter began to sink. So it is important to keep one's focus on Jesus Christ, no matter how the things around us seems. He said we don't walk by sight. He said that we walk by faith. So even though it doesn't seem like things are improving, or it doesn't seem like it is what God has promised us, remember, we walk by faith and not by sight. Peter began to sink when Peter began to walk by sight. Number three, do not be afraid. We are living in the end times, my brothers and sisters. And we will hear of wars. We will hear of rumors of wars. We'll hear about the beast system. We'll hear about all of these things. But him said, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Be bold. Be courageous. Keep our eyes on Jesus Christ and do not fear. Remember when Peter began to be afraid, his faith went down and the fear went up and he began to sink. So number three is do not be afraid. Number four, have faith. Do not doubt. Jesus said, although of little faith, wherefore did thou doubt? So we should not doubt. Keep our faith. Believe in Jesus Christ. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. One of our pastors, our prophet, says at one of our teaching that it is a great insult to not believe God. God who made all things. It is a great insult to not believe him. Believe on his word, my brothers and sisters. Have faith and do not doubt. Number five, call out to him. The word of God says, you know, that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But God is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. It also says that any man who says that he have not sinned, he's telling a lie, because all have sinned. But he said that if we confess our sins, that he's faithful and just to forgive us. Life will come with difficulties, the good times, the bad times. The wisest man Solomon said that everything come in a season, you know, a time to live, a time to die, a time to go up, a time to go down, a time to burn, a time to die. He gives everything in moderation to say that once one thing happen, another thing will happen. So life don't just come with good times. It comes with bad times too. It comes with difficulties. At times we'll be afraid. But he said, do not be afraid. But yet still, at times we are afraid, right? I get afraid at times. You get afraid at times. But the word of God, which is in our heart, remind us that we should not be afraid. Sometimes we need direction. We cry out to God and we ask him for help. He's our help. Psalm 121 says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. So number five, my brothers and sisters, he said to call out to him. Peter cried out, Lord, save me. And listen, Peter cried out and Jesus did not just stand up and look on Peter. The word of God said Jesus reached out. He stretched out his hand. And that is what he's doing for us today. He's stretching out his hand. And he said that he caught him. So he's there to help us. But we have to call out to him. We have to humble ourselves and pray to him. We have to have faith, believing that we call out to him, he will help us. Number six, my brothers and sisters, we have to remain in him. We must remain in him. He says we have to endure to the end. So it's not just about starting out, because Peter started out well. When he heard the word of God calling him to say, come, Peter jumped out of that boat. So Peter started the journey on a right footing, because the word said that Peter walked on water. But thereafter, Peter began to sink. So number six, virgin, it says to remain in him. It's only those who endure to the end that shall be saved. Matthew 24 verse 13. So we must remain in him. Number seven, we must know our assignment. We must know God's will for us. And we must do it with all our might. Jesus calls us and says, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. Brothers and sisters, our mandate here on the earth is to do the work of our master, because at the end of our days, we will be judged on whether or not we did the Father's will. It is not for us to go about doing our own will and our own assignment, our gifts, our calling, our talents, our resources. Everything belongs to God and we should be using everything for God. He says to us, go out into all the world, preaching, teaching, drawing men to him, showing them the gospel of Jesus Christ, how Jesus came on this earth to bore the sins of man, to die, to be buried, to raise again, to reunite us to our Father in heaven, because we lost our place because of sin, and sin is a separator. Brothers and sisters, no one's assignment, no God's will. If you do not know God's will for your life, pray and ask him, Lord, what is your will and purpose for my life? Because I want to please you at the end of this life. I want to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You hear that word, servant? That means we are here to serve God Almighty. He's our master, he's our savior, and we are here to serve him. Know your assignment. It is very important. And when you know it, do it with all your might. He says, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. I also want to point out here that in our faith walk, let us not compare ourselves with another person. I remember when Jesus in John 21, when Jesus was talking to Peter. Peter saw the disciple that Jesus loved, that's John. And Peter was asking about John, what was John's duty, what was John about? And Jesus said, focus on what? I'm paraphrasing here. Jesus said, focus on what I have assigned you to do. And don't be comparing or worrying yourself about this man's assignment. Focus on your assignment. God gives gifts and he gives you a particular gift or various gifts. He gives another man another gift. It's not for us to be jealous or envious of another man. But focus on your assignment, because you will be judged based on what God has given you to do. And he has given us and equipped us with the gifts that we need to fulfill our purpose here on the earth. So number seven is know your assignment. Bless the Lord, my brothers and sisters. Just to leave this with you. I have said a lot, and this story could go on and on, but the main points I want us to get from this is that this that Jesus was showing here in Matthew 14, verse 22 to 33, is our faith walk. The moment we give our lives to Jesus Christ and we begin to follow him, the journey that takes place, we rise, we fall, we call on the name of God, we rise again and we set out to do our duties. Go out, be fishers of men. He has given us the gifts. He has equipped us. He has assured us that he's here with us. So all of this was to show us the faith walk. And at the end of the day, he said that in Matthew 14, verse 32, it says that as soon as Jesus was come into the ship, the wind seized. So here, brothers and sisters, we see that the whole lesson The whole of this experience was a lesson of faith. So Jesus was teaching his disciples faith, and he was showing us our faith walk as believers from the moment we give our lives to Jesus Christ to the very end, where we endure to the end, we shall be saved. Bless the Lord, brothers and sisters. This message was brought to you by Revelation 13 verse 9 ministry. Visit the website www.revelation13verse9.com. Blessings.